contraception. The right to decide on the number, spacing, and timing of children is a critical element of women's reproductive autonomy and is an important element of women's sexual and reproductive health and rights. Towards this end, it is important that women and young girls have access to contraceptive methods, especially modern ones, as well as information on the pros and cons of different methods. Comprising 60% of the world's population, the Asia-Pacific region had a growth rate of 0.9% in 2014, lower than the global population growth rate of 1.1%. Note reference, 41. Although the population increase in the region still remains huge, the growth rate has continued to slow from 1.4% during 1990 to 2000 to 1% from 2000 to 2010. Note reference, 42. The total fertility rate has declined for all the 15 countries included in this report. Since 1970 to 2013, there has been a marked decrease in the average number of children per woman during her lifetime in the region, with the population replacement level of 2.1 children per woman. Note reference, 43. In looking at a population and its dynamics, it is however important to not only look at the total fertility rate, but also at the contraceptive prevalence rate CPR and the unmet need for contraception. According to the WHO, the CPR is the proportion of women of reproductive age who are using or whose partner is using a contraceptive method at a given point in time. Note reference, 44. However, it is also important to know that data on contraception in the Asian region takes into account only heterosexual and married women, excluding women who may not conform to such societal norms. Unmet need for family planning is defined as the number of women with unmet need for family planning who are fecund and sexually active but are not using any method of contraception and report not wanting any more children or wanting to delay the birth of their next child. Note reference, 45. Unmet need is expressed as a percentage of women of reproductive age who are married, in a union, or are sexually active but are not using any method of contraception despite not wanting any children. Table 2. Comparative TFR between 1970 and 2013. Percentage of married women using contraception. Table. Total fertility rate. Percentage of married women 15 to 49 using contraception asterisk asterisk. Country. 1970. 2013 asterisk. All methods. Modern methods. Bangladesh. 7.0. 2.2. 61. 52. Cambodia. 6.5. 2.8. 51. 35. China. 5.5. 1.6. 85. 84. India. 5.5. 2.4. 55. 48. Indonesia. 5.5. 2.6. 62. 58. Lao PDR. 6.0. 3.2. 50. 42. Malaysia. 4.9. 2.1. 49. 32. Maldives. 7.2. 2.3. 35. 27. Mongolia. 7.6. 2.9. 55. 50. Nepal. 6.0. 2.4. 50. 43. Pakistan. 6.6. 3.8. 35. 25. Philippines. 6.3. 3.0. 55. 37. Sri Lanka. 4.3. 2.1. 68. 53. Thailand. 5.6. 1.8. 79. 77. Vietnam. 6.5. 2.1. 76. 67. End of table. Source: Population Reference Bureau, 2014 World Population Data Sheet. http://www.prb.org/pdf14/2014/worldpopulationdatasheet_m.pdf. Page 15. The concept of unmet need is important as it shifts the focus from the limits on family size set by the government to rightly focus on the need for contraception based on whether and when a woman wants a child. Note reference 46. However, there are certain limitations as to how the data for unmet need for contraception is being sampled and calculated in the national surveys. One limitation is the fact that, in the region, the sample population for this indicator is married, heterosexual women and not single, unmarried women, which do not accurately represent the holistic picture of unmet need in a country. Another limitation arises from an assumption that all current users of contraceptive methods are having their needs met when there are examples of women using a particular contraceptive method due to provider bias or government policy and not because of their free choice. Lastly, the current analysis around contraception is primarily focused on pregnancy prevention and is not heavily inclusive of the need for reproductive health care in general, which also incorporates contraception that also protects against STIs. Note reference 47. It could be assumed that in countries where there are larger proportions of women using contraception, especially modern methods, the total fertility rates TFR would be low. For example, China, which had 84% women using modern methods of contraception, had a TFR of 1.6. Similarly, Thailand's with 77% women using modern contraceptive methods had a TFR of 1.8. However, it is interesting to also observe that some of the countries with similar TFR did not necessarily have similar percentages of women using modern contraceptive methods. For example, while the TFR is 2.1 for Malaysia, Sri Lanka, and Vietnam, the percentages of women using modern contraception were 32, 53, and 67% respectively. In the case of Malaysia, this could be attributed to the higher level of CPR for all available methods, which is 55%, and also to the fact that contraceptive use in Malaysia had stagnated for 25 years now. Its unmet need for family planning remains high and is increasing, resulting in unplanned pregnancies and unwanted births, especially for women with less education. Therefore, although the TFR seems low, the consequences of low contraceptive prevalence, the most important reason for out-of-wedlock pregnancies in Malaysia, was the non-use of contraceptive methods. Around 2.5 million babies were born in 5 years 2006 to 2010, and out of that, 234,674, 9.45%, were born out of wedlock to very young mothers who did not practice any contraceptive method. Note reference 48.